Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 24th chapter. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for does a spirit have flesh and bones, as you see that I have?" And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." O Lord, have mercy on us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Life can't be easy for Lutheran artists. On this Easter Tuesday, we commemorate two masterful artists of the 16th century, Lucas Cranach the Elder and Albrecht Dürer. Their altarpieces, their woodcuts, their portraits have literally brought the Reformation to life visually for generations now. But it's hard not to feel a little bad for them. After all, they are Lutheran artists inhabiting a Lutheran tradition that is, generally speaking, given preference to the ear over the eye, to hearing over seeing, to the auditory over the visual. This, of course, goes all the way back to Martin Luther himself. It was in his earliest Hebrews commentary that Luther said, "The ear is the chief organ of the Christian." The ears alone, Luther says, are the organs of a Christian, for he is justified and declared to be a Christian, not because of the works of any other member of the body, but because of faith. The ears alone are the organs of a Christian. Now, it's not that Luther despised the arts, mind you. He valued them greatly, and he was a first-rate musician and composer in his own right. But the reason why Luther prioritized hearing to seeing, the ear to the eye, is because he understood that the word comes to us through the words that we hear. God speaks his word to us through the words we hear with our ears, that we might believe in what that word says and be saved by it from our sin. See, hearing matters so much to the Christian because God speaks to us through words that we hear. The scriptures repeatedly show how God speaks to his people through words in order to create, to give life, to bring about faith, to forgive sins. In creation, God spoke the world into existence through words. "Let there be light." God spoke to Abram through words and called him to leave his fatherland and find a new home, a home that would prefigure Christ's holy church. God spoke to his people of old through the words of the prophets. God entered human flesh through a word spoken to the Virgin Mary. God finally spoke in these latter days by his Son, as Hebrews says, with words the Son of God used to call sinners to repentance and faith in the Gospels. And now God speaks through the preachers he has sent you, through preachers who use words. Why? Because we cannot believe unless we hear, and we cannot hear unless someone preaches to us. You have heard that word. And because of it, you have believed in your hearts, confessed with your mouths, and been saved from your sins. The reason Luther, and Lutherans sense him, and Lutherans like you, prefer the ear to the eye, hearing to seeing, is because through your ears, you hear the word that is spoken to you, that you might believe it and receive all that God promises to you in that word. That, of course, is not to say that we take for granted the arts, visual or otherwise, or Lutheran artists and how they enrich our worship and our worship spaces. Yet as Lutherans, what we most value about arts in the church is the way that they give shape and form to the word that we hear, to the words that are spoken in the church, the way they bring God's word to us. That goes for paintings like the altarpiece behind me, or the architecture of a church building, or even the composition of a hymn. Whatever their literary or artistic or musical value to those who know those things well and appreciate them greatly, what ultimately matters most for you and for your Christian faith is the word that is communicated to you through that art. We value paintings like this altarpiece not for its vivid use of color, its caricature of persons, but because of the word of Christ that the images thereon depict for you. What matters about the buildings in which we worship is not their aesthetic value or their physical acoustics or the attack geese roaming the parking lot and swimming through our retention ponds, but the word that is preached in those buildings, the word that you hear and that you believe. Same goes even for the other arts. What matters about the liturgies that we use is not the sense of mystery, tradition, transcendence they may embody for us, but rather the word that is communicated in them, the words that you have come to know by heart. What matters about the hymns we sing is not the precision of the accompanying instruments like the organ, no offense, John, the emotions they evoke in you. What matters about those hymns is the word communicated to you through the words that you sing in them. The ear was the chief instrument of faith for Luther, as it is for Lutherans, because the ear hears the word that God speaks to us through his chosen instruments, that we might believe it and be saved by it. That's not to denigrate the arts themselves at all. It's rather because God speaks through the word that we hear, as he has throughout Scripture, as he does in the church today, as he has in your own lives. So maybe, just maybe, you can feel a little bad for Lutheran artists, but don't feel too bad for Lutheran artists. They know their vocations well. For if they are truly Lutheran artists, then they will appreciate as much as anyone that their artwork, that their paintings, that their architecture, that their web designs, that their screen printing, their poetry and their hymn texts and their musical compositions are not ends in themselves. They are there to bring life to the words God speaks in his word. The words preached in our churches, the words that we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouths and that save us from our sins. That's what art was for Cranach and for Dürer. That's what it is for the many Lutheran church artists and architects and musicians and composers at work among us today. And it's for them that we give thanks this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Ohio District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend David and Joyce Erber, who serve the Lord in Ghana. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.